Hello, my name is Ana Cecilia Celestino, and today we are here with writer, photographer, and film director Lorenzo De Stefano, who happens to be the winner of this year's, of the 18th Imagen, 18 Imagen Award for Best Documentary Feature Film. Is that right, or shall I say it again? Can you help me with that one? The 18th Imagen Award for Best Documentary Feature Film, and the name of the film is Los Zafiros, Music from the Edge of Time. So, Mr. De Stefano, thank you so much for being here with us. You have captured a beautiful period in Cuban's music from the early 60s through this amazing group called Los Zafiros. Can you tell us how you come about their music, and also how do you describe their sound?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me here to discuss the film. It's been a great experience, about a five-year journey. I've been going to Cuba since 1993. I directed some theater there with some American actors, and I photographed for quite a few years and put an exhibition together. But in all that time, I never heard of Los Zafiros. Nobody told me about them there. I never saw anything here. About 5 years ago, I bought a CD at the Center for Cuban Studies here in New York. And it was called Bossa Cubana, 1998 release of sort of the greatest hits put out by World Circuit Records in London. And it knocked me out, you know, how unique and special the music was. It's kind of a combination of American doo-wop and R&B music from the late 50s, which is when history sort of stopped in Cuba, you know, with the revolution, and then integrated with brilliant forms of Afro-Cuban, son, salsa, bossa, very different musical styles that they brought into it. So after hearing the CD, I started to do some initial research about the two surviving members, Miguel Cancio in Miami and Manuel Galban in Havana, and took about a year to get their permission.
Wow, a year.
You know, just sending people down there and sending previous films I'd made, and my experience in Cuba sort of helped a little bit, you know, in terms of I wasn't a total newcomer to Cuba. And eventually they gave permission, and we filmed in Miami and Havana in December of 2001.
I see. Awesome. It is my understanding that there were two other films made about Los Zafiros. Why inspire you to make a new film about them?
Well, you know, Los Zafiros were covered extensively in the Cuban media in the 60s. Santiago Alvarez is a famous documentarian in Cuba who filmed them in the early 60s. And a lot of his footage is in my film. There's a feature film made by the son of Miguel Cancio, Hugo Cancio, called Locura Azul. Zafiros Locura Azul is a feature with Cuban actors, Cuban director. Came out in 98. It's yet unreleased.
Didn't get a distribution
deal, so hasn't really been seen beyond certain festivals at that time. And Hugo was a consultant on this movie.
Awesome.
So, you know, Hugo was very helpful. We used a little footage from his film. There was also a short film made called Herido de Sombra in 1995 by a Salvadorian filmmaker named Jorge Dalton about Chino, El Chino.
Okay, the other
one
guy.
Of the members of the group in his latter days. It was about a 24-minute film. Why I thought we could make this film was that we would bring all that together and do a comprehensive documentary feature about the group and the people in it, the survivors, and use those films in ours, but because no one had done a comprehensive piece, you know, so there was room for that, and it seems that that was justified because those films helped my film, my film helps those films.
Making us a whole, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Miguel Cancio, precisely the people that you just mentioned, and Manuel Galván are the two surviving members of Los Zafiros. How do they feel about working with you in this project?
Now that it's over, they're very happy. You know, they're professional performers.
Awesome.
Manuel Galban plays now with Ibrahim Ferrer in Buena Vista Social Club. He just released an album with Ry Cooter called Mambo Sinuendo, which is very successful. Cancio lives in Miami. He's less active musically, but still writing songs and catching up for lost time with his family. He was separated from his family for about 11 years. They were very cooperative. Once you get past, you know, being an outsider, not Cuban, you know, no matter how sincere you are. Plus, this is a national treasure, Los Aferos. It'd be like someone coming here from Europe want to make a film about Ornette Coleman or some American icon, you know. But we got permission from the men and then also from Ministry of Culture in Cuba and various other government agencies where we needed to get footage, the archival material which is in the film. But the two men, they become friends with, well, they were always friends together, you know, but they were separated by time and place. I speak to them often and see them. I saw Manuel Galban in April and Cancio in July, and so we stay in touch, and they're very happy with the film.
Are they actively doing music on their own? Like
Galban is more with Buena Vista and others.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can you share with us the process of making this film?
Technically, you mean, or well, we brought a crew from America.
Okay.
Small documentary crew, five people, and we filmed in Miami for a week, filming Cancio and quite a few composers and the relatives of the men in the group live in Miami now, for obvious reasons, you know? And so we felt we needed to spend time there, although most of the story took place in Cuba. And then we went to Cuba with our group and worked with some people in Cuba that helped us filming, that helped foreign producers, you know. It was pretty low-key, but we had total access, no limits.
I found the editing awesome.
It was edited by Sergio Palermo, a good friend of mine, who contributed a huge amount to this film. Yeah, okay. He's from Argentina. He speaks fluent Spanish, so he helped me whittle down the 60 hours of footage that we had.
That's amazing.
So that we could get at the themes. Basically, I couldn't have done it without him. Even though I'm a film editor myself,
you are.
I needed the distance, you know, and the language was a problem.
Okay.
You know, we filmed the whole movie with two cameras all the way through. I won't get too technical for you,
no,
but basically,
it's okay. Some people like that, you know, to hear how you came about doing this.
Yeah, well, it seemed because it's a music film and there's a lot of performance, and you don't want to ask people to repeat songs too often. It loses some spontaneity. So we filmed everything with two cameras and also the interviews. So I think that helps the film have a fluid style of editing and flow that it might not have without that.
Got it. Why do you think there is such an attraction in Cuban music today?
Well, it's about life, you know. It's so overflowing with energy and life. I don't know, whatever style of Cuban music. I mean, and that's not isolated to Cuban music for sure, but I don't know. I think things start off as a fad, and then they become something deeper than that, and then they maybe go out of fashion, but they're still solidly part of the culture, you know. Buena Vista Social Club had a big impact, obviously, on people's listening habits. For us, it's sort of a we don't bring that up too often because our film is completely different and our sound is completely different than that. Although Galban is involved with that group now. I don't know. It's an energy. And Los Aferos, you know, one of the attractions to making the film was that why was this American-influenced doo-wop music popular in Cuba during the Cold War?
Right.
During the most heated decade of the Cold War, the 60s, the missile crisis, the Bay of Pigs, all of that, Kennedy, Castro, Khrushchev, the irony, the historical irony of their success in Cuba with this. And it pointed out to me that the difference that often exists between people and their government, you know, in terms of these attitudes. And when we went there to film, it was very clear that the people hadn't forgotten Los Aferos after 40 years. You know, the scenes in the film where we go in the streets and talk to people and little children are singing the songs with their grandmother and those that they all know the lyrics of the song. Incredible.
You know? He's amazing. I saw that in your film.
Yeah, so I guess you have to ask, the popularity of Cuban music in Cuba is self-explanatory. Outside of Cuba, it's better not to ask, probably just to go with it, you know. It goes in and out of fashion. You know, America tends to get into this and then into that and something else, and pretty soon, you know, you have a string of these affections, you know, that we have as listeners. But I think it's solid. You know, Cuban music won't die.
Never. You know? Nunca. Nunca jamás. Lorenzo, you are also a writer. Do you enjoy more the process of writing or filmmaking?
Probably writing, you know. Filmmaking is a pain. You know? It's just a pain. Every filmmaker will tell you that. You know, I'm sure some prefer one aspect over the other. But it's great, though. You know, you go through these problems and the financial burden and all that. And
that's a major one.
Yeah, and you come out the other side. And if you're lucky, you have something good. Mm-hmm. If it's not so good, then it's really tragedy. You know, it's a sad thing. But I think we're fortunate in that it turned out so well, and we've been now on the film festival circuit for about 6 months, and we've been reaffirmed, you know, that the film has a strong appeal.
Mm-hmm.
But writing and editing is sort of the favorite part of filmmaking for me.
Okay.
Filming is troubling and all that, but you have to do it.
Absolutely. Know? Well, obviously you had fun doing it because you've been awarded, so that's awesome. Did they write their own songs, or most of it was written with their style in mind?
No, they didn't write their own songs. Canzio wrote a song which is not in the film, but in our unreleased soundtrack.
Uh-huh, I wanted to ask you about that.
We have out to some record companies right
you
now.
You are, okay.
And he wrote a song called Perdóname Amor, which is a beautiful song. That's done by Los Nuevos Zafiros, a group that's in the film. They are younger men who've styled themselves after Zafiros.
And they really kept their sound, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, some people say the older people say, it's not the same. And the younger people, never having met the older guys, they love it.
They love
you know?
It, of course.
They mostly worked with Cuban composers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rolando Vergara. Bayan Pacheco, Nestor Mili, many, many great composers who worked for other groups as well. But then Manuel Galban being the musical director.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was a quartet of singers and then a fifth member on guitar.
Got it.
And then they added side men as necessary, bass, drums, so forth. But Galban had a huge influence on them. He was the second guitarist in the group. The first guitarist was Oscar Aguirre de Fontana, who's also an important composer for the group. He wrote many of their hits. He's still alive in Miami and was part of the film process.
Okay.
But when Galban took over, and he was with them for about 10 years, he gave a musical style that really defines them. But mostly they interpreted other songs.
Okay, got it. And can you describe how Los Zafiros have influenced new singers and musicians in Cuba?
I don't know. I mean, the music's so much different now, you know. In a way, this is not like your grandfather's doo-wop music. You know, it's very contemporary. The guys are very cool. They remind me of the Rat Pack, you know, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr.
Right.
The style of their dress and they have a little bit of the Beatles thing in there, too, in terms of the hysteria that they were met with.
Yeah, the fans. Mm-hmm.
The women and the excess. It's a rock and roll story, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear through the film.
Yeah, you know, all the excess and all the bad decisions that are made and so forth. But as far as influencing new Cuban music, I don't know directly the sound. More the integrity probably would be influential, you know, the magic. I think the music's changed so much now.
I bet, yeah. So what is next for Lorenzo De Stefano? What are you doing? What are you working on?
This is only the second music documentary that I made. I made one some years ago for PBS about Tal Farlow, who's an American jazz guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And then this. So I don't do this type of film for a living. I have a play opening here in New York off-Broadway next year called Providence, and I'm working with the theater on that. And working on a screen adaptation of another play of mine that's a Boston-based project called Camera Obscura. So I'm going back to that and trying to sell this film and get it commercially released later this year or next. In theaters and DVD and so forth.
Okay, can you mention again about the soundtrack?
Sure. The soundtrack is about an hour of music derived from the film, but also with a lot of material that's not in the film.
Ah, okay. That's awesome.
You know, we have more flexibility mm-hmm. on the soundtrack. It's sort of a radio documentary style of approach with spoken word and pieces of interviews. The film is mostly in Spanish, mm-hmm. Which is appropriate.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Of course, it's subtitled, and there are some English in the film as well. But the soundtrack is as yet unreleased. A companion piece to the film, I think a very important marketing as well as creative link to mm-hmm. the film. It's like a party record.
Absolutely.
You know, it's what we made it as a party record. And we're hoping that that will go out and that the film will help the CD and the CD will help the film and we can give people the best of Los Afilos.
Absolutely. Well, for all you lovers of Cuban music, check this award film as part of the New York Latino Film Festival. You can see Los Afilos music from The Edge of Time tomorrow, Friday, July 25th, at the Lighthouse International at 111 East 59th Street at 11 a.m. and also same place on Sunday, July 27th. At 1 p.m. And also for information and tickets, you can call at 726-2358 and join and much luck and congratulations on your award film. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you very much.